Welcome, everyone. Blue Demon Wrestling on the air. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers here with you. Matt Stein at Creston High School, site of 2A Regional Dual Team Wrestling, Albia, Clarinda, Creston, and Winterset, all with hopes to continue on with a chance to earn a state berth at the state duels. And what an environment here we're here
yes,
tonight,
yes, indeed,
Joe.
Jason, and welcome everyone to the listeners on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com on this frigid February evening in Creston, Iowa. We're here from the Creston High School Gymnasium. They're getting ready. Just completed the national anthem, a beautiful rendition of our nation's anthem by a fine high school girl from Creston. They're getting ready to introduce the teams. There are four teams here today, folks. Albia, first match is going to go against the Creston Panthers. They were the champions from their sectional tournament. And then the Clarinda Cardinals, they will take on the champions of the sectional that we participated in over at Sheraton, the Winterset Huskies.
Well, Joe, this is a no slouch of an opponent we face in the opening round. And, we could talk about, well, if we would have won last Saturday and got first place, we'd be wrestling someone else. But the truth of the matter is, you're going to have to go through the best in order to move on tonight anyway.
To get to state, you're going to have to beat everybody in the gymnasium here. And I'm pretty confident that the winner of the duel between Albia and Creston will be the champion of this particular sub-state duel tournament, district duels, and we'll go to the state tournament.
Well, when you look at these two lineups, first of all, you look at 135 as maybe the feature match, the one that's going to get the most publicity outside of this gymnasium, and that's Jake Marlin and Matt White, 1 and 2 at the respectively rated at their weight class.
And that's really what you're looking for here as we get into the postseason. You look for the key matchups. The deeper you get into the tournaments, the more of those key great matchups that you're going to see. And as we go through the lineup introductions here, we're seeing Dakota Pope be introduced at 160 pounds. He's got a quality opponent there at 160 in Creston as well. Creston advanced 12 out of their 14 wrestlers, and they do have a full 14-man lineup. 12 of them advanced to the district championships.
And that's where it's going to be important. We have two open spots at the end of the night. We'll know after 189 whether or not we've won this match or not. We'll continue it into the finals here tonight. But it's going to be very important at the lower weights to get those bonus points. Bonus points are going to mean a lot tonight.
Yep, if there's an advantage that Albia enjoys, it is at the lower weights. I like to also think that at 135 pounds, our number one ranked and undefeated Matt White holds a good advantage over the number two ranked Jake Marlin from Creston.
Well, we're going to come right back and get things going here at the 2A Regional Dual Team Wrestling Tournament. Albia, Clarinda, Creston, Winterset all lined up for a big match tonight. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Wrestling. Captains have met at the mat, and we're just about set for the opening of tonight's 2A Regional Dual Team Wrestling Tournament. And with me, Matt Side, is my partner in crime, Joe Sinclair. Joe, I've got to ask Dan every night on Friday nights what those keys are to tonight's contest. Give it out to our listeners. What are those key things tonight that you're looking for Albia to be successful?
Top to bottom, Creston has a very solid lineup, and in the matches where Albia is favored, we are going to need to come away with the key bonus points. So if we can establish a double-digit lead going into the 135-pound match with Matt White and we win that match, number one versus number two, I think the momentum will be with the Albia Blue Demons going into the upper weights. We know we're going to give up 12 in the last two brackets. 215, Albia is open. 285, Albia's open. That's 12 points. So we need to be ahead by 13 after that 189-pound match is over.
Well, it looks like Bobby Belzer is going to check in. Are we going to start at 103 or 112?
We're starting at 112 today.
Okay, Bobby Belzer will start things off, and I believe it's Gage Cheers, sophomore versus freshman, Belzer the freshman. And Bobby's been outstanding.
Bob stepping up a weight here. He's a 103-pound backup to Albia's ranked Shadow Leshen. Shadow, of course, enjoying a fantastic career. We get started at 112 pounds, folks. We're here on this frigid February Iowa night, southwest Iowa, Creston, the home of the Creston Panthers. We're in their gymnasium. We've got two mats going. Our official here for our match is going to be Rick Dawson. Rick Dawson is a veteran official from Indianola, Iowa. And as we get started, we're rolling through 30 seconds gone in the first period. No score.
Belzer took a shot, fought off by the wrestler from Creston. Here's a shot in on a single leg, fighting to keep it off is Belzer.
Bob working near the edge of the mat. He's got his hand on the head. He's going to try to get a whizzer in. The Creston wrestler pulling him back to the center of the mat. He's got the single leg and takes him down.
Two-point lead here in the early going at 112, just underway. The winner of this match will wrestle the winner of the Clarendo Winterset Huskies, the match on the other mat.
Cheers of Creston immediately putting the leg in on the right side. Cheers of Creston enjoying a 2-0 advantage here. 53 seconds left. First period action from the Creston High School Gymnasium at the District Team Duels Tournament here.
He's got the... Bobby's got a reversal.
Bob's got a reversal. He's got the headlock in.
Great job by Belzer.
Couldn't get any back points.
Unbelievable move there.
It was really fast action. The Creston wrestler threw a cradle in, got his leg out, and Bob was able to reverse him, put his own headlock on. Looked like the Creston wrestler might have been on his back long enough to be pinned. What I couldn't determine there, though, Jason, and we'll make sure that the officials have the score right, was whether or not the Creston wrestler scored any near-fall points while he had Bob turned with that cradle.
12 or 10 seconds to go here. Tied at 2 at 112. And this would be huge to hang on here for a couple seconds here. Belzer holding on here and will ride out cheers of Creston, who had got out to the early start.
And no protest from the Creston bench there, so I believe the score is right, 2-2.
Bobby's given up at least, I would say, at least 10 pounds here.
Yeah, Bob is a backup 103-pounder, doing it for the team right here. You know, you talk about a team and a teammate, Bob Belzer. His parents and grandparents got to be very proud of this young man, and the coaches as well. Doing what the coaches have asked of him, stepping up here tonight at 112 pounds in the Creston Panther Gymnasium here in Creston, Iowa.
Belzer on top to begin this second period, doing a good job. Bob has done a good job of riding out cheers here.
Yeah, he's got the arm barred. He's trying to break him down near the edge of the mat. Creston wrestler stands up, and Bob just cuts him there. It's 3-2.
Back to the center of the mat.
Cheers of Creston enjoying a 3-2 lead here. 1 minute, 30 seconds left. Second period action, 112 pounds. Opening match of the team duels at the district here in Creston, Iowa. Bob Belzer in
one
on
leg.
A single leg.
He's got it. Now if he can just work his way up to his base.
Well, he's got a front headlock in there. The Creston wrestler, a long, lanky kid here. This 112-pounder from Creston, a long, lanky kid. Bob was in there tight on the single leg. The Creston wrestler took it away. Bob went to the... Went to the front headlock, and it looks like the Creston wrestler, with a minute left near the edge of the mat, is going to be able to spin behind Bob.
Bob, what a job. He's doing a great job fighting this off.
He's really doing a good job, folks. The Creston wrestler's in deep on a single leg now. Bob's got the whizzer in.
But there he gets up the takedown.
Couldn't quite hold on to it long enough. 47 seconds left. It's 5-2 with the takedown by the Creston wrestler. Bob Belzer down 5-2. 41 seconds left, second period.
Here comes that cradle once again by the wrestler from...
And Bob rolled right through it again. You could see a defensive pin here. Bob is on his back. They're counting back points, but Bob has got the headlock now. He's got the headlock. And Bob is not going to let go of that arm this time. He may not get the reversal this time, Jason, but he's not going to let go of that arm.
They give up the back points, though, and Belzer finds himself trailing 7-2. Nearly had the defensive pin there.
Yeah, this Creston wrestler, I don't think his coaches like him throwing that cradle in there with his leg in. And he throws the cradle in with his leg in, and it's safe. But as soon as he takes the leg out and goes for the back points, that's when he's vulnerable. And both times Bob was able to get out of it. First time he got the reversal. This time he was going for more, the reversal and back points, and wasn't quite able to execute it at the edge of the mat.
As they reset here, Belzer trying to get the escape here with 3 seconds to go.
Belzer's first move here is a stand-up, taken away, and with time expiring, we'll go to the third period. Belzer trails by 5. It's a 7-2 score here. Third period in our initial match. We're at 112 pounds in the team duel districts here at Creston, Iowa. Bob Belzer versus Gage Cheers. Creston versus Albion starting you off here, folks, at a cold night in Iowa. Great night to be listening on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com.
Belzer starts, chooses to start up in the stand-up position, and then immediately a takedown by Creston to begin this third period.
Yeah, the Creston wrestler saw something that he liked there and took neutral. A quick ankle pick, and Bob finds himself trailing 9-2 here with a minute 30 left in the third period. Minute 32 left in the match. Belzer escapes. Stand up. Nice job. He's in deep on a single leg. Trailing 9-3. He's going for a double leg. He's got the leg. He's got the single. The head is on the inside. He'll stay with the single. He's going for more. He's going to try to cradle him up. He gets the takedown. There's 9-5. 9-5, your score. Bob Belzer trails 9-5. 106 left. 112-pound initial match here. Creston versus Albia. Team duels. Winner goes on here, folks.
Now the escape given to Creston as he faces Belzer.
They're off the
edge of the mat.
They're off the mat with 53.2 seconds left, folks. This is a good tight match. It's a 10-5 score. 112-pound contest here from the Creston High School Gymnasium. Albia versus Creston opening it up here.
He'll start in a neutral position back at the center of the mat. Belzer trailing by 5. 45 seconds to go here. He takes a shot, fought off by the Cheers from Creston.
Bobby Belzer, obviously the more aggressive wrestler here, trailing. He can't do anything silly, but with 40 seconds left, he's got to get something done. I'm kind of surprised with the backing up of the Creston wrestler that don't even get a
stalling call,
a warning there. Bob takes a wide out shot just a little bit too far. He knew he had to do something. Creston wrestler was able to get behind. So the Creston wrestler getting behind with 16 seconds left. Scores that two-point takedown. It's 12-5. He's out there trying to hit that cradle again with 10 seconds. Bob's going to have to find some way to get a roll or a...
It's where that seventh or eighth point is huge here. You know, if you cannot give up, and the clock is going to run off here, and Belzer's going to lose the first one by 7. No bonus points, though.
Yeah, you have to win by 8 to get any bonus points. So the score, team score will be Creston 3, Albia 0. Good job by Bob Belzer. Excellent effort by Bob Belzer, not just tonight, but all year long.
All year long. We're going to move to 119. J.D. Anderson will take on Jacob Johnston. Boy, that weight difference, you really saw it there.
Yep.
And the height. Belzer doing a great job.
And here'd be your second wrestler. This is Albia's normal 112-pounder. He's moved up to 119 tonight. Doing it for the coaches, doing it for the team here for the Albia Blue Demons. It's J.D. Anderson at 119 pounds against Jacob Johnston from Creston.
Anderson, who is qualified to move on.
Johnston in there quickly on single leg. Whizzer maneuver applied by Anderson, and they're back to neutral at the center of the mat.
J.D. with lots of energy. Here's a shot in on the single leg.
JD's in on single leg, head on the outside. Can't do anything with it. They're back up neutral near the edge of the mat. KG wrestlers here at 119 pounds. Wild double leg shot by the Creston wrestler. Underhooked by JD Anderson, but it wasn't enough. Very strong 119-pounder there for Creston, and he scores the takedown and two very, very quick near fall points. Surprise there, Jason.
Wow, that was a pretty darn quick count there.
Yes.
4-0 now.
Kind of a wild shot there by Creston, and J.D. caught both of his arms with the underhook, but was not able to turn that into a takedown. And while he had his back exposed before he could get back over, back points started to count.
Two more back points now being earned.
The double chicken wing is being applied by Creston, and he's got the figure four on the head. J.D. doing a great job bridging, though, folks. I don't think Creston's going to get J.D. pinned on this move.
48 seconds to go here.
J.D. needs to get at least one of his arms escaped from that chicken wing. They're both in there now. The double chicken wing being applied by Johnston from Creston to Anderson of Albia. At 119 pounds, with Albia trailing, team score 3-0. J.D. Anderson trailing 4-0 is on his back. There will be 3 back points awarded at the end of this period if the period ends before this move ends.
J.D. does a good job of rolling out of it.
He does get out of it. Great job rolling through. Great job bridging. 7-0 your score now. J.D. Anderson trailing at 119 pounds for Albia.
Boy, just you see those pounds being given up, both these both 112 and 119 here. Really playing a factor.
The other thing that you see out here, J.D. Is seeing as well, an aggressive Creston team, Jason.
Yes.
They came out, and they were going for bonus points in that first period. I think their coaches told them, hey, you lighter weights, where you've got the advantage, you need to get it done. And we start the second period in the neutral position. J.D. Anderson trails 7-0.
Right at the center of the mat. Neutral position. Anderson takes a shot, has a single leg.
He's got the single leg with his head on the outside. He'll try to get his hips under him and go to the double. The Creston wrestler alertly grabs his ankle. So JD's upside down on the mat right now, holding onto the Creston wrestler's leg. The Creston wrestler has JD elevated perpendicular to the mat by his ankle. I don't see either one of these wrestlers letting go of either one of these limbs.
JD now getting to his feet. Still
he got
has
his hips
leg.
Under him. Now he's gone to the double. He uses his head for a lever near the edge of the mat.
Trips it's right
a two-point takedown for J.D. Anderson. He now trails 7-2. Just a textbook move there, folks. J.D. got in on the single leg with his head on the outside. Finally got his hips underneath of him. After about 20 seconds, it looked like it was going to be called a stalemate. Got his hips underneath of him. Switched to the double leg. Used his head as a lever. Tilted him over, scored the two-point takedown.
JD did a great job of using that strength and his stamina here. If he can just hold on and get keep this into the third period, that's where he's going to be at his best.
Well, one thing we haven't seen yet tonight, Jason, is a Creston wrestler on his back. I'd like to see JD, while he's working on top here, get this Creston kid turned and see what they're made of.
7-2, JD Anderson here at 119 trailing. To Johnston of
it looked like the Preston. Johnston wrestler reached between his legs, tried to get JD's leg, and the official called a potentially dangerous call there. JD's leg was up against the Creston wrestler's arm. It looked like it might have been potentially dangerous due to hyperextension on that elbow. JD took note of it because he's working on that elbow right now. Be the Creston wrestler's left elbow.
Anderson trailing by 5 here. Second period on top.
Creston wrestler looked like he's real comfortable with a sit-out move. Hasn't tried a stand-up yet.
JD, in spite of giving up that weight, doing a good job wrestling on top here. Goes for the cradle.
He went for the cradle, got a little bit too high there, Jason. The Creston wrestler alertly grabbed his head, a move that a lot of times will put you on your back from the bottom position.
Boy, a great job by Anderson. Continue to ride it out here, 20 seconds to go.
Yeah.
On top, trying to break down the wrestler from Creston.
A lot of fast action there. JD, if he can hold him for another 13 seconds, will have got his 2 points and ridden him the
now
whole
entire. Now he's got him over, but, he got him turned.
JD had him turned, and the official from Indianola, looks like he's calling blood time. Blood time. They see blood. They can stop it any time they want. And that's what the call is. So we've got a little blood time to relax here. As we enjoy this frigid February evening, folks, let me tell you about the gymnasium here at Creston, where we're enjoying the team dual wrestling championships for the district level. The winner of this will go to the state tournament. There's two mats here at Creston. It's a nice big gymnasium. The Creston Panthers is what they call themselves. And I'm confident that the champion will be coming out of this duel between Albia and Creston.
7.5 seconds here in the second period. Anderson trailing by 5 at 119. We're just underway. Joe, you mentioned it earlier. Creston's wrestlers really aggressive here in the early going.
Yeah, Creston has done a good job preparing for Albia, it looks like. The Creston wrestlers take the mat with a singlet, a red singlet with the word Creston on the back and the big C on the front. Albia's blue singlets with the white stripes have Albia on the back in red and the red electric A across the front.
They'll reset at the middle of the mat. Anderson on top here to final 8 seconds of this second period. Does not want to let him out here. Here's drops into the mat. 6 seconds to go. Anderson still riding him out and on top. He trails by 5 and he will conclude the second period riding it out. And that was a win right there.
A win. You know, the Creston coaches, traditionally, you get your choice, you take down, and that's what the Creston coaches have selected on. The way that J.D. Anderson was working on this Jacob Johnson from Creston, I wouldn't be surprised to see him with his stamina and a little fatigue showing up here be able to get this Creston wrestler turned here.
Keeps him on the mat, now breaks him down.
He's got him broken down.
Single arm.
He's going for the chicken wing.
Yep.
If he could get that arm barred, he'd be able to walk the head.
And he had that earlier.
He's trying the power half now, folks. From behind, he tries the power half. The official called a full Nelson on J.D. Anderson.
That'll be a point for the Creston wrestler.
So your score now is 8-2. J.D. needs to be careful here about riding too high. Might be time to cut him and A very funny move going on here, and J.D. Anderson gets rolled and put on his back. He's near the edge of the mat. He sees that and pushing himself off the mat. With a minute and 18 seconds left, J.D. gets drugged back on the mat. He's on his back. He's got a great bridge going near the edge of the mat. The three count has been made. It's going to be a three-point near fall. Your score will be a pin for the Creston wrestler. 103 left in the third period. Just a little bit of bad luck there, Jason. Yeah. Albia's J.D. Anderson got caught in a roll.
9-0 now. Creston out in front of Albia here after two matches.
And, Jason, for the Albia Blue Demons, really not what they were looking for here in the first couple of weights. Cannot fault either of Albia's wrestlers for their effort, though. And, you know, if you've been listening all year, you've probably not been used to hearing some of the names that are being called at the weights. Right now at 125, we're going to have Jesse Jensen. Jesse Jensen stepping in for the ill Dalton Folkers. Dalton Folkers ranked at the 2A, but will not be competing in the district tournament or the state tournament because of an illness that has bitten the Albia wrestler.
Just makes me sick thinking about it because I know how much how hard he works. And
tough work all year.
Yep.
Creston wrestler trying an ankle pick. Strong Jesse Jensen takes it away with an underhook. Jesse's going to try a throw. Not going to work, though. Two-point takedown for Creston. Jesse on his base, working to get the quick escape after falling behind 2-0 early here. First period action at 125 pounds. Third match of the night, Albia trails 9-0 on your team score.
Zach Goodrich on top. Jensen near the edge of the mat. Trails by two here. Just underway at 125. Minute gone by.
Goodrich out top trying to work a cradle. Jensen grabs the leg, trying to grab that leg, but the reverse half gets put in. Two quick back points there for the Creston wrestler. 4-0 now, your score at 125 pounds. It's Jesse Jensen versus Zach Goodrich. Albia versus Creston. First period action at 125 pounds from the Creston High School Gymnasium. Great crowd here for all four schools.
Now Goodrich gets in and
you know, really,
more back points.
Jesse being a very aggressive wrestler here. Goodrich out on top. Jesse probably with a chance to get a reversal there. Was going to go for more, grab the head. Allowed Goodrich to get settled in with the reverse half. And Jesse's in trouble here with 25 seconds left. First period action. He's not giving up.
No way. He is
really going after it. With 18 seconds left, though. Score the pin for Creston, Jason.
15-0 Creston after three matches here.
And Coach Wenger admonishing his team to step it up. Brett Leshen, 130-pounder, steps out on the mat with an earful of the vim and vigor of a head coach that just saw things not go exactly the way he was hoping that they would. Early going here in the Albia versus Creston team duel.
Peter Nagy will come out and wrestle Brett Leshen at 130.
We've got
Nagy, I think, is a rated wrestler, if I'm not mistaken, in the top
rated
10.
It's a 15-0 team score. 15-0. Your official, Rick Dawson from Indianola, he stops the action to get the score set right. And we're in action, 130 pounds. Albia versus Creston, team duels.
Freshman on freshman. Here's a shine there by Nagy. Gets the leg of Leshen. He'll try to fight it off.
A little potentially dangerous hold here. The Creston wrestler with the leg extended backwards. And before that could be called, a quick two-point takedown. Just kind of spun behind there while he had that leg. So Leshen trails 2-0 at 130 pounds. Albia's Brett Leshen had a great freshman season here.
Brett now with the double leg after the
quick
trying
sit
to get
out.
Switch.
Quick sit out near the edge of the mat. He
reversal.
Gets the two-point reversal.
Great move by Leshen that time. Boy, these start to get real important matches here for the team.
I said that it would be nice if Albia would be able to have a lead going into the 135-pound match and Matt White win at the beginning of the match, the keys to the match that I had, Jason. You know, we were anticipating a 103-pound start, so even if you give Shadow Leshen a six-point pin here and a six-point pin for Brett Leshen, we're not going to quite match up to that goal.
No.
So it's uphill sledding right now for the Albia Blue Demons.
Leshen on top. Now gets the Nagy over, but Nagy does a good job of squirming out of it. Now gets the reversal.
Yeah, a Granby roll there by Nagy when Brett was expecting a stand-up, and a really slick move by the Creston wrestler.
He cuts him, and Lesha now trails by 1-4-3.
4-3 here. First period action at 130 pounds from the Creston High School Gymnasium. It's team duel action at the postseason level, Albia versus Creston. Albia's Brett Leshen. For Creston, it's Peter Nagy.
Leshen and Nagy going at it right towards the edge of the mat. Both wrestlers now. Leshen has an arm extended in, trying to get the angle here.
A couple different body styles here for these 230-pounders. Leshen, the tall, lanky, sinewy wrestler, and the more thick Nagy with the thick legs and broad shoulders.
We're at 130, 4-0, or 4-3. Leshen trailing by one here with 8 seconds to go. Here's a shot by Brett. He's in on a single leg.
He's in on a single leg. He's got his head on the inside. He's
3 seconds to go here in the first.
He's going to try to elevate. Can't get there in time. It's 4-3 as we go to the second period. Great match here at 130 pounds, folks. Thank you very much for listening in here, folks, on KIIC 96.7 and KIICradio.com. Glad to have you aboard on this frigid February night. I think talking 6-7 below zero tonight before they get done.
Yummy. I'm ready for spring.
I am ready for a little bit of thaw. All right, off the whistle. Brett is on the bottom. Sit-out maneuver taken away nicely by the Creston wrestler. Brett quickly, second move is a stand-up. He's working on controlling the hands. And a stall warning against his Creston opponent. He held on too long there without trying to take him back down into the mat. And a stall warning against Creston. Your score now 4-4. Brett Leshen with takedown here could take control of this match 6-4.
1:30 to go. Just got a text from Andy from Ankeny listening tonight on his Android phone. Here's a shot in there by
really a quick, slick move. The Creston wrestler moved him as Brett was getting ready to take. Hesitated Brett's shot, and the Creston wrestler just dropped down with the ankle hook. Creston really aggressive on top, Jason, going for the back points. Really well-coached Creston team. Not hard to see why they're taking 12 wrestlers to the district tournament in where is Creston's district?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. 6-4 here. Leshen trailing by two. 1:08 to go. Second period. Leshen on the bottom. Working weight to his feet. Trying to break the hands of Nagy. Nagy tries to throw Leshen back on the mat. Does so.
Just a good job by the Creston wrestler there of controlling Brett's hands. If Brett could have broken the control of his hands on the last two moves, which is a tilt move, he would have been able to have scored a reversal. And the same is true right now. But the fact that the Creston wrestler is controlling the hands, he's able to score a tilt back points. Tilt back points, you'd never pin a guy with tilt back points, but they add up. And those two are going to add up to make Brett trail this match 8-4.
Leshen still on the bottom. Nagy getting some more back points. Got a one count there. Another one count. He's got two. Three.
Albie's coaches might disagree a little bit with this, those back points should count because it's the same move, and Brett never did get off of his back there. But he counted three that time. That makes your score 11-4.
11-4, 8 seconds to go. Leshen back on his feet, trying to get the escape here at the end of this quarter. Brett turns the face of the wrestler, but that will conclude the first period or second period.
Your score is 11-4 at 130 pounds. It's Albie's Brett Leshen against the 130-pounder Peter Nagy from Creston. Both wrestlers in excellent condition. I don't think that fatigue is going to be a part of the answer here for the Albie Blue Demons today. They're equally matched on conditioning. As we get started here in the third period, it's neutral position. Both wrestlers, cagey, pummeling at the center of the mat. Leshen trailing 4-11. I'm sure that the Albie coaches would like to see him hit some kind of a slick throw maneuver that would turn into some back points, Jason.
Absolutely. You got to get some extra points someplace. Takedowns aren't going to do it.
These 230-pounders exchange shots. Good sprawls at both ends of the shot yield no points. At 130 pounds, counting down through a minute and 18 seconds here, Creston versus Albie at the Creston High School Gymnasium postseason team duels. Albie's Brett Leshen trailing 4-11, and the Albie Blue Demons, after three matches, trail 15-0, Jason.
Leshen trailing here, trying to get...
Minute to go here, third period action, 130 pounds. Brett trailing 4-11. You know, you'd like to see Brett hit a big move here. Stalemate's called. The front headlock was in by Leshen. And Creston Wrestler, he knows time's on his side. 50 seconds to go here. He'd be, I'm sure, glad to just stall this thing out.
Got a lot of people listening tonight on the web at www.kiicradio.com. Let us know where you're listening from. Send a text to 641-799-1437.
And welcome to all those web listeners. Great shot there by Leshen, countered nicely by the Creston Wrestler. They're back to the center of the mat with 30 seconds to go. Underhooked by Leshen.
Nagy's done a good job of fighting off the shots by Leshen and has a 7-point lead here.
If you look right now, Nagy has control of Leshen's wrist. When you're controlling the other guy's wrist, you can do about whatever you want. Nagy scored 7 points in the second period from one move. He had his wrist controlled and executed a tilt very nicely. If Brett could have got his arms loose, it would have been a reversal and probably back points. But excellent job wrestling by Nagy. With 6 seconds left to go here, Brett's got to do something real quick.
2 seconds, and that is going to do it. Leshen is going to lose 11-4 here at 130.
Nagy with the win. That'll take your team score to 18-0. Handshake from the coach to the wrestler.
Here is I wouldn't call it the feature matchup, but it's one that probably gets the most ink, and that's Matt White, Jake Marlin.
I think you can go ahead and call it the feature matchup. This is the one that a lot of people from Creston came to watch, and the one that a lot of people from Albee came to watch. Number one versus number two. It's Matt White, 135 pounds. Jake Marlin, Creston, 135 pounds. One versus two. Albee versus Creston from the Creston High School Gymnasium. Here we go, 135 pounds.
Both wrestlers taking a look at each. White in with a shot, has a single
just
leg.
A quick shot in deep with a single leg. But a fantastic muscular move by the Creston wrestler. The Wizard takes it away.
This is two outstanding wrestlers. You can tell that real quick.
Two totally different body styles here. The Creston wrestler, obviously, bench pressing 250 in the weight room. A short, stocky, very muscular guy. The quick, agile, cat-like Matt White in on the single leg, trying to go to the double. And counter the muscular actions of his Creston opponent.
They go off the edge of the mat. Matt had the single leg in, but Marlin did a good job of fighting that off.
Well, he put the Wizard in and got his hips right in there next to Matt and hit an opposite side roll. And when he hit that opposite side roll, it took away the strength and energy that Matt was putting in on the other side. Matt had to use a lot of strength to keep that from being.
Marlin gets the takedown here, and he's out in front 2-0.
The whole entire crowd is watching this match. There's another match going on between Clarin and Winterset, folks, but nobody's watching it. Everybody's eyes are over here on the Albee versus Creston match. 135 pounds, 2-0 your score, 2-0. Jake Marlin from Creston leads as they're off the mat. Marlin over White.
They'll go back to the center of the mat with 52 seconds on the clock here. 135. Creston has got an 18-0 team lead here through 130. First move by White. It's the switch.
He hits the switch, and he's in deep on a stand-up switch. He gets the one-point escape. Marlin tries the underhook. My, what a strong effort there by Marlin. He's out-muscling Matt White. Matt White, obviously the quicker wrestler. Marlin, obviously the stronger one. This is going to be a fun battle.
2-1, Marlin out in front. 35 seconds to go here, opening period.
If I do see one thing that looks good for Matt here, if he can get to this match late close, it looks to me like Marlin, strong as he is, could have done a little bit better conditioning.
Boy, he does a shuck and throws to White and gets the takedown now, trying to go on a run, but White fights it off.
Really just a muscular move there, a shuck. He shucked him by, spun behind, and was able to get the 2-point takedown.
Matt sits it out. 10 seconds to go, trying to get the escape here.
4-1 your score. It's Marlin number two over White number one at 135 pounds.
Now White trying to work the reversal, and he will get the escape. And he gets the escape, and he would have had the takedown.
He got a 1-point escape as time expired. He couldn't bring him down to the mat in control. So your score is 4-2. 4-2 here. What a match here, folks. It's 135 pounds. Matt White from Albee, number one ranked 2A wrestler versus Jake Marlin from Creston, number two ranked. The team score here is Albee trailing 18-0 after four matches. We started this match at 112 pounds, and we got you here at an 18-0 score, Creston leading. But Matt White looking to change that here. He covers. White covers. It's the Creston wrestler Marlon on top. Marlon hits a sit out. Pretty effective, but White's in there on the single. White just held right onto that leg, Jason, and wouldn't let Marlon up.
1:44 to go here, second period.
They reset with 1:44 to go, second period. 4-2 your score, Marlon over White.
White picks up Marlon. I'm trying to bring him back down to the mat.
Good stand up there by Marlon and escape.
Both wrestlers back on their feet. 5-2 lead for Marlon. Here's a shot by Marlon, fought off by White.
I've seen a couple of the Creston wrestlers control the arm and go to the ankle pick. Marlon tried that quickly on White, but White obviously a fast enough wrestler to avoid that.
5-2. Marlon in front of White here. 1:17 to go, second period.
Coach Wanger admonishing Matt White to move.
There's
Marlon.
A shot.
Move him, and get an angle. Good job shooting there. Matt gets his hips under him. The double leg shot by White countered nicely with a front headlock by Marlon. So the current condition, the wrestlers are on their feet. Marlon's got a front headlock in. Stalemate called by the official, Rich Dawson from Indianola.
5-2 Marlon. Here's another shot in on the single leg. White has the leg. He's in tight with
Tight, but what a strong wizard. I mean, that wizard was applied, folks, not from the elbow up, but from the wrist. Just a great job taken away by the Creston wrestler. I think Matt's in there deep enough he'll be able to score the takedown, but just a great job by Marlon getting his hips into Matt White's hips, taking away what looked to be a sure, quick two-point takedown.
23 seconds to go. White still in on the single leg, trying to get the takedown. Marlon doing a good job of fighting it off. White holds on to that leg right towards the edge of the mat. Matt now in better position this time. Oh, they're going to call him off the edge of the mat right as White, I thought, was going to.
7.2 seconds left. And give Marlon credit there.
He
knew, he was in trouble and was alert enough to get both his feet off the mat and half of one of Matt's. And the official calls him off the mat. Quick shot there, but not quick enough before time expires. We're going to go to the third period. Matt White from Albion, number one ranked, trailing 5-2 against number two ranked Jake Marlon. Great match here from the Creston High School Gymnasium. It's team duels, folks. It's if you were a basketball player, this would be the sub-state action. They call it team duel districts. And the winner of this four-team format here will come out champions and go to state.
And get the escape here. White now trails by a takedown.
5-3 your score here. 1:46 left in this regulation of the match.
There's a throw and a takedown given to Marlon.
Yeah, very quick, powerful move there by Marlon. Just a shuck. He just shucked him and spun around and was able to score the takedown.
White on his knees trying to work to his base. He has both legs up now. Marlon's so strong. Matt White.
Sit out by White. His second move is a stand-up. Stand-up was effective, but the Creston wrestler right back in on effectively a double leg. But now White with stand-up escape. 1:07 to go. 7-4 your score, folks. Here we go. Quick shot by White. Counter by Marlon is the sprawl. It's Albia versus Creston. Creston leading this match 7-4. Leading the team 18-0. Matt White, number one ranked. Undefeated wrestler.
Shot by Marlon, and they're going to go off the edge of the mat. Marlon, the aggressor at this point with 46 seconds to go. Matt White trailing by three here at 1:35.
Coach Wanger says take him down, let him up. First part is going to be a lot harder than the second there, Coach.
White took a shot, fought up again by Marlon.
Marlon knows the score. He's a great wrestler in his own right. There's a reason why he's ranked second. And he knows how much time's left. Tough shot in there by White. And with 27 seconds left, a power move by Marlon. And the same move that got the last two takedowns, Jason, gets this one. It's 9-4. 9-4 with 16 seconds left. The first loss of the year for Matt White is imminent now. Stall warning, and they're going to stop the match for stalling against the Creston wrestler. But with 9.9 seconds left, it's probably going to be a moot point.
Matt White will go back to the center of the mat, and what an outstanding wrestler. What an outstanding kid Matt White is.
I'm sure that these wrestlers will meet again at the well. Matt with a sit-out. He gets the escape. 9-5 will be your final here. The two wrestlers
shake hands
and embrace.
They're both, you can tell they're high-quality wrestlers. They both have respect for each other.
They shook hands, a light embrace, and, of course, Crescent is happy to take a 21-0 lead over the Albie Blue Demons. And a place, Jason, where I said earlier that we really needed to get that match. Yep. It's very much uphill sledding for our Albie Blue Demons, but we've got a lot of great competitors left here for Albie, including, looks like Coach is going to shake the lineup up a little bit here. We got Dalton Folkerts coming in at 140.
He's going to go
140? Dalton Folkerts, folks. The ill Dalton Folkerts. Going to be wrestling in the district tournament, and the only reason why was because he was ill. Coaches think he's well enough to go here at 140 pounds. So we're going to have Trevor Frayne at 140 pounds versus Dalton Folkerts.
I'm glad to see Dalton get out there and have a go at it. It's been a hard year for him physically.
Yep, he's been ill. He's battled weight issues a little bit. He's had the shoulder injury. And with a minute and 40 seconds, he finds himself out on the mat, maybe for the last time this year as a Blue Demon. Quick shot in there by Folkerts. Good sprawl by the Creston wrestler, Frayne. It's Albia versus Creston.
This is a lot of weight given up here at 140, but Dalton Folkerts, one of those kids, it isn't going to matter. He is so strong and so tough.
A quick ankle pick there by Folkerts. The sprawl again by Creston. This Creston wrestler, I think, is a little surprised to see Dalton Folkerts out there, Jason. With a score 21-0 on the team score, Albia trails. The upset match of the night, of course, was Matt White getting beaten by Jacob Marlin.
There's at a 135. Shot in there by Folkerts. He has a single leg, got that ankle in tight, trying to grab out. Has both legs, but a good sprawl out by the wrestler from Creston.
The Creston wrestler had Dalton's ankle, just gave it up. If he can get it back, we'll probably see a stalemate.
Dalton Folkerts. Wrestling up to 140.
And isn't that great?
It
for the team. You know, you got the ill Dalton. He hasn't been practicing, but doing everything that the coaches have asked him to.
We're at 140. Albia trails 21-0 team point-wise. We started at 112. Dalton Folkerts wrestling up here to 140.
We've had about 30 seconds of this, folks. Each wrestler has each other's leg. Should have been a stalemate about 15 seconds ago, but here we go.
Dalton doing a good job trying to work out the backside, as you might call it here, and here we have a stalemate.
A stalemate. That was about 45 seconds later than it needed to be. So with no score, folks, at 140 pounds, is Dalton Folkerts against Trevor Frayne. Albia versus Creston at the Creston High School Gymnasium. They restart in the neutral position. Folkerts giving up a few pounds. Albie's regular 125-pounder stepping up here at 140. And with 3 seconds left, it looks like we're going to go to the second period with no score.
Boy, I really like the way Dalton looks out here. He is
his technique does not lack at all.
No, it does not.
Creston has the choice. They take down. Dalton Folkerts will cover at 140 pounds in a scoreless tie. Second period action here from the Creston High School Gymnasium. 140-pound match. We've gone through, started at 112. Albia trails 21-0 on team score. So this is a key match if Albia's to get back into it, Jason.
Folkerts doing a good job of hanging on, trying to put down the
stand up there frame. By Frayne. And off the mat, no change. Creston will go back to the center of the mat in the down position. Dalton Folkerts will cover. First move there by Creston that time was a stand-up. Let's see here off the whistle from referee Rick Dawson what we see. Once again, the stand-up. Dalton trying to get the legs in, but he's a little bit too high. He's got one in, but it'd be more comfortable if we got them both in. He's got the one leg in and breaks down his Creston opponent in the scoreless tie here. Minute 30 left, second period. 140 pounds from the Creston High School Gymnasium. It's team duels, postseason action, Albia versus Creston.
Folkerts. Dalton trying to ride out here at this one-minute mark. Trying to work over that arm.
Takes the leg out, bars the arm, tries to throw the half on the other side, wiped off, and we're going to have stalling on Creston.
Just got a text from Coach Staten. I'm hoping he's enjoying the weather in southern Texas, but he said he was here in Clarinda in the 70s. He was over in Clarinda in the 70s.
Well, I have to shout out to our favorite football coach in the world, Coach Jerry Staten. Glad to have you aboard on KIICradio.com, Coach. And hope you're rooting for your Blue Demons down there in Texas. We're at something below zero here as Dalton Folkerts gets reversed. Just a stand up there. Dalton tried to drop down to the ankles and a quick spin by the Creston wrestler with the reversal. So your score now is 2-0, 40 seconds left in the second period. It's Dalton Folkerts at 140 pounds versus the freshman Trevor Frayne from Creston. So Frayne on top now, working. He's working the arms, tries to bar the arm. Counting down through 23 seconds left, enjoying a 2-0 lead. The Creston wrestler leads 2-0 here at 140 pounds. Folkerts near the edge of the mat, gains his base, and with 13 seconds left, they're off the mat. Well, Jason, one thing that I have really been impressed with in these first seven weights is the aggressiveness and the conditioning of Creston. I'm not surprised now that I've seen them that they advanced 12 out of 14 wrestlers to their district tournament.
Pretty impressive. I'll give Coach Staten an update on the Clarinda score here in just a little bit. I know he'd like to have that, and I'll give that to you here in just a second, Coach. Folkerts on bottom here, trailing 2-0, 6 seconds to go, second period. Got a text from Austin Summers. Let's go, Blue. We all believe in you.
Hey, thanks, Austin. Glad to hear from you.
Text from Coach Thomas. The Albion Youth Club is taking a break to cheer for Matt. Go Blue. And I know everybody back in Albion was cheering for Matt White.
Yeah, that was an exciting match. Number one versus number two. A lot of respect for both wrestlers. Started in the neutral position here in the third period. Kind of a wild shot there by Dalton Folkerts. And an effective sprawl and spin by the Creston wrestler. And Dalton now trails 4-0. 4-0 here. Your score at 140 pounds is Dalton Folkerts for Albion, bumping up to 140, taking on Trevor Frayne from Creston. We're live from the Creston High School Gymnasium, folks. Your team score is Albion 0, Creston 21 here in this postseason dual team action. And really, Jason, if you'd have thought 3 years ago when Coach Wenger started this program and there were six kids in the room that we would be wrestling a postseason dual match, you would have said, yeah, I'll take it right now. But I guarantee you, every one of those Blue Demon wrestlers down there on the mat, they want to see a win here. They want to keep going.
Absolutely. And, we were giving up more open spots than we had wrestlers. Got a text here from Andy Robinson. Come on, Leshen boys. Rooting for the Blue Demons.
With a minute 9 left, Dalton Folkerts finds himself trailing at 140 pounds, 4-0. Folkerts with the quick stand-up. Back down on the legs is the Creston wrestler. Brings him back. Chins him back now. Chins him back and pins him that fast. That was just an odd deal there, Jason. Dalton Folkerts stood up, looked like he was going to try a stand-up switch, and just at the exact instant that Dalton was getting ready to hit the switch, first time in his high school career he got pinned. He bumped up to 140 and ran into a buzzsaw here in the Creston High School Gymnasium.
He will give far more pins than he'll ever receive in his high school career.
Oh, no question.
Mark my words. And that was just great to see Dalton out there on the mat after he's been dealing with injuries and sickness. And he is going to have an outstanding high school career. Mark my words.
Well, let's see if our own Griffin Osing at 145 pounds can stop this Creston Panther onslaught, Jason.
Credit to Creston. They really have come out and wrestled well here. 27-0 Creston. Just underway here at 145. Griffin Osing going against
Griffin in
David
quickly
Thompson.
With the single leg.
Good job.
He's got it picked up. He's elevated. He's got the arm around and takes him down.
Nice
He's
job,
going to
Mike.
Go for a tilt here. He's got the arms in for a tilt. 2-point takedown. It's 2-0. 2-0 your score. Griffin Osing.
Osing trying to work his way up. And get that. He's got the takedown. He's got the 2-0 lead here.
Creston with a great switch there. Griffin Osing with a re-switch. The re-re-switch and the re-re-switch. There were four switches in a row there. And the fifth switch in a row looks like might yield Creston points. And it does. They haven't awarded him yet, but this score is now 2-2. It's 2-2. Wow, that was six switches in a row.
Now the cradle in by the Creston wrestler.
Oh, my goodness. And he's got it in there tight, folks. And with 44 seconds left, Griffin Osing is in trouble and gets pinned. Well, this match is officially over because with Albia's two open weights, your score being 33-0 at 12 makes it 45-0. And Jason, we just don't have enough matches left to overcome this deficit.
No, but I'll tell you one thing you got to do from this point on. You got to continue to wrestle to get yourself better for this weekend. Continue to wrestle to wrestle for pride. You're wrestling for your singlet and your community.
Yeah, and really, the matchups early did not favor the Albia Blue Demons. They didn't get the matchups they wanted. But we've got a matchup we like here. Dakota Poe, 152 pounds, duking it out with John Baker. A couple of seniors here, and both these guys here, they know what's at stake. 33-0 is your team score. Albia trails at 152 pounds. It's a scoreless match. 20 seconds into the match, Dakota Poe for Albia. It's Poe against Young. Oh, and I don't know
couple
what
of
kind
real, of real serious
wouldn't be
shots
surprised,
by both wrestlers.
Wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, the official said a couple of words there to the Creston wrestler there, Jason. I don't think you want to get Dakota Poe angry at you out here on the mat, though.
That's not a good decision. Dakota Poe takes a shot at Young. And they're right towards the edge of the mat, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. 152 here.
152 pounds. Poe, the technician, he's trying the shots. Young, the muscle man, he's trying the throws.
Headlock in there by
Poe controlling the arms. They're back to the neutral. 1 minute, 6 seconds left. Scoreless. Quick shot by Poe. Counter by Young. Underhook by Poe now. They're near the center of the mat. Pummeling for inside position. Poe tries the single leg. Wizard. They're back up. Front headlock in by Creston. It's Young from Creston, Poe from Albia. Stalemate near the edge of the mat. Yeah, that front headlock wasn't going anywhere, Jason.
13-14 score over here, Clarinda Winterset and Coach Dayton, who's from Clarinda. Coach, I'll have to get you. Here's the shot in there by Poe. He's going to go for the takedown, and
really
he gets it.
Really great job there by Poe. Kind of a wild shot by Creston. Super sprawl, but Poe maintained contact and was able to spin behind and get control. So your score now is Poe from Albia, 2-0. Over Young from Creston. So 18 seconds left, first period action. Poe trying to tilt. He's got the deep waist in. He runs a half.
He runs a half,
and he's got him turned, folks. It should be over. Yes.
And he gets the pin.
With
way to go, Dakota Poe.
And he'll Dakota Poe puts Albia on the board. It's 6-33, and a determined Dakota Poe shakes his Creston opponent's hand, has his raised in victory, and the skunk is off the board. 6-33 is your team score.
Great job by Poe. He went out there. He was a man on a mission. He wanted to get this ship righted, and did so with the pin. This will move us to 160.
160, a future soldier out here for the Albia Blue Demons. Cody Underwood enrolled in the United States Marine Corps at the completion of graduation. So I want to say thanks to Cody and all of our armed services members that are serving to protect us so that we can enjoy these cold winter evenings.
Juan Parrish of Creston the Wrestler. Both wrestlers at their feet near the center of the mat. Here's a shot. Double leg by Underwood.
Underwood, the Creston wrestler, effectively grabs his ankle so he can't get his hips underneath of him. But if he can free his ankle, he'd be able to turn that into points.
Oh, what a quick move by Parrish. Just shucked Cody Underwood, and now the takedown for Parrish.
I really like the quickness of our Albia wrestlers here, Jason. But if I could have a category that I would explain of our losses, it would be that we have been out-muscled.
Yep.
Yeah, they're just the Creston wrestlers, to a man, have been shorter, stockier, and stronger than our quicker, more lithe Albia wrestlers. Quick escape there by Underwood. It's 2-1. 160-pound action here from the Creston High School Gymnasium. Albia trails 6-33 on your team score. Underwood from Albia. Juwan Parrish from Creston. They reset after the stalemate with 56 seconds left. It's 2-1. Creston over Albia here at 160 pounds. Cody Underwood going after it for your Albia Blue Demons.
Just an update for Coach Staten on the other mat. Clarinda Winterset. Clarinda out in front, 20-13 over Winterset.
Double leg in there by Parrish. Effective enough to get it at the edge of the mat. So your score now is 4-1 with 38 seconds left. Be looking for Cody Underwood to just explode out here on this whistle. They reset. Cody Underwood will be down. Parrish covers. First move by Underwood. They're going to call a caution on Parrish. He did not cover the center of Underwood's spine. You got to stay centered right over the middle of the spine. Can't be off to one side or the other. Parrish covers now. And quick stand up by Underwood. Taken away by Parrish. Underwood back to his feet. Parrish out front. Parrish leads this match 4-1. He's out on top. A little bit high. A little bit high. He's trying to lock up the cradle, though. He's got it locked up. And effectively brings Underwood to his back.
Cody Underwood, trying to work his way out of that.
He's trying to work his way out of it. Parrish switches to the half Nelson. He's got a chest to chest. Excellent bridge by Underwood, though.
Great
and he
bridge
rolls
by
off
Underwood
of it
to get out of that.
With 10 seconds left. He will not get pinned. He'll see the second period. But a 3-point near fall there makes your score 7-1. 7-1 going into the second period here. So a lot of good action here from the Creston High School Gymnasium. It's been somewhat one-sided on the scoreboard, but we've had some excellent matches here, including our 135-pound matchup, which saw Albia's Matt White narrowly being defeated by the number two-ranked Jake Marlin.
I think that you never want to lose, and you're not looking for anything moral out of a loss, but a moral victory. But I think when you lose this late in the season, you can either put your head down and pout, or you can move on. Here's a pin by Parrish.
Parrish, a very muscular fellow, hit throw there. The wrestlers had started in neutral position. He hit an underhook throw, put Cody Underwood on his back, and your team score now 39-6, going to 171 pounds.
Sinclair will come out. My point, though, is that Matt White's one of those guys that will bring motivation out.
Yes.
He'll be motivated.
Yep.
This will inspire him, and not that he needed any extra. Let me tell you, Matt White needs no extra motivation.
And a little bit of a mix-up here for the Albia lineup. We see Cody McCarty going to come out and take the mat for Albia at 171 pounds, and I think Coach Wenger is a good coach. He's going to make sure that some of his wrestlers get some postseason experience here. So it's Cody McCarty taking the mat at 171 pounds for Albia.
Boy, there's a quick takedown and a tight.
He's got that inside cradle in there. He kind of got it on the way down. And Cody a little bit outmatched there. But at 171 pounds, the pin for Creston. Give the pin to Keaton Hewlett from Creston. So your team score now, 45-6.
And they're going to wrestle Sinclair up to 189.
Wilson Sinclair bumps up to 189. So Albia's 171-pounder, bumping up to 189 here.
45-6, Creston out in front. Sinclair will step onto the mat. One of seven wrestlers to qualify for districts this Saturday. And Joe will be live from Winterset come Saturday.
All right. And we get started here. First period action at 189 pounds. It's Wilson Sinclair for Albia versus Cole Tanner for the Creston Panthers. Little equipment problem there, and they got it restarted again. Little 189-pound action here from the Creston High School Gymnasium on this frigid February evening. Team duels, postseason action, Albia versus Creston, here from Creston.
Sinclair pulling that left arm in, takes a shot, now has the fireman.
He's trying to butcher here. He's got the two-point takedown. He throws a half. He's a little bit high, but he's going to start counting back points. He got two. He tries the underhook.
Boy, he's just staying relentless with it. Now he's got
two back points. He's counting more. He's going to settle in here. Wilson Sinclair at 189 pounds has his opponent on his back. He's just a little bit high here, Jason. He can't quite get chest to chest. He's really going for the pin right here. Looks like he wants to end it right here in the first period.
Wilson trying to get the pin here for the Blue Demons is out in front.
Wilson still has a half Nelson. If he could reverse his half, I think he'd be able to pin his.
There he goes.
And there we go.
Good job. Wilson Sinclair wrestles up to 189, gets the pin.
So Wilson
Sinclair for the Blue Demons.
Six more for the Blue Demons. Dakota Poe and Wilson Sinclair with pins. Counts for the Albia 12 points. Albia running into this buzzsaw of the Creston Panthers here. And this will be our last heavyweight match, Jason. Albia's Andrew Dossett going to take the match at 215.
Against the true 215.
Yep. A couple shouts out. I want to say thanks to the Crawls, Brian and Gina, for listening at home. Mary Pat Sinclair at the library down at college, listening in on KIICradio.com.
Yeah, nice large contingency of Albia fans.
Just
show
great,
their support.
Great support by the Albia Blue Demons fans all year long, both listening on the radio and showing up in person. And a lot of Albia fans here. Albia obviously had to travel the farthest, but by no means has the least amount of fans.
Dossett getting up quite a bit of weight here to Bevins, but gets a single leg. And Bevins, with that extra weight and length, will get the takedown after the shot, a missed shot by Dossett.
Dossett normally our 189-pounder here in the postseason.
He's had to wrestle heavyweight, super heavyweight. He's done it all.
You know, we've got a great Albia team. The Albia team really does it. They know their teammates are dependent on them. They do everything that the coaches ask them to.
Yep.
As Andrew Dossett gets his base, it's a 5-point deficit, 5-0. 215-pound action here from the Creston High School Gymnasium. Albia trailing this dual meet with a 215-pound match here. Another 3-point near fall for your Creston 215-pounder, Colin Bevins. And he's got Dossett on his back again. But Dossett, no way is he giving up. He's got his bridge going. He's putting everything he's got into it, trying to fight it off, get his arms through. Not quite enough against the muscular Bevins from Creston. So 6 more for the Panthers. Your team score now is 51-12, Jason. Yeah. Albia has Shadow Leshen left at 103, and that's going to be our fun match to watch here tonight.
Yeah, that'll be a great match.
Albia open at 285. They'll give the forfeit to advance the score. 57-12 is your team score. Creston is going to win this dual matchup here. At 103 pounds, though, here comes Shadow Leshen. Last match of the night for Albia. It'll be the final match of the dual meet season. Albia, of course, one of the elite teams to make it into the postseason in the duels by finishing first or second in their respective sectional tournaments.
And they'll shake hands, meet at the center of the mat. Shadow Leshen takes a leg, double leg, gets it, gets the takedown. Out in front, 2-0.
Shadow trying to lock up the cradle. Stand up by the Creston wrestler. Oh, and they're off the mat.
Just Shadow, so quick and so strong.
Shadow probably just cut him here.
Yep. And that's what he's going to do. He indicates to the official, he cuts him.
They'll reset neutral. It's a 2-1 score. Shadow Leshen for Albia. Cruz Anderson for the Creston Panthers. Shadow in. Takes the shot. Nice counter by Cruz.
Shadow again trying to take that shot. Cruz does a good job of sprawling out. Shadow in on the double leg here.
He's in on the double leg.
Gets him to the mat. Another 2-4 Leshen. Out in front, 4-1.
Really, Shadow doing a great job trying to go for more on the way down to the mat. Cruz Anderson, give him credit. As soon as he found himself in the air, he got his stomach back down on the ground. Kind of like a cat there. Jason lands with his stomach down every time.
Leshen covers. And we're going to have a...
The official called that on himself. He said he didn't allow the Creston wrestler to get set. Sit out is the first move by the Creston wrestler, taken away by Shadow.
Leshen keeps him on the mat. 106 to go. Out in front, 4-1.
Just been informed by the statistician for the Albia Blue Demons, the athletic director, Keith Little, that the... takedown that Shadow just scored set a new Albia team record. He took it away from his uncle Nick Pickerel.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment. Shadow Leshen, a very special wrestler. Lots of great young talent on this Albia roster, and to couple that with the tremendous leadership they've gotten from the senior class, it was the beginning of this Coach Winger era, and a lot of promise in the program.
Here at 103 pounds, folks, it'll be our final match of the evening. It's Creston going to take it. They lead Albia 57-12. In our 103-pound finale here, though, Albie's own Shadow Leshen with a deep waist in, counting through 25 seconds, leads 4-1 over his Creston opponent, Cruz Anderson. Shadow going to try to turn him over on his back with a tilt, taken away by Cruz Anderson. And we'll count down through the final seconds of the first period. Looks like Shadow Leshen is going to take...
Potentially dangerous.
Potentially dangerous, a little bit of a hyperextended elbow there. Shadow was trying to run the duck under there.
9 seconds to go, first period.
Stand up. Shadow quickly down on the leg. Deep waist now by Shadow Leshen. Count down through 3 seconds. Going to try a cradle.
Shadow went from one side to the other in one big hop.
Yeah,
that was something to watch.
He threw the cradle in on, he was on the right side of the Creston wrestler. He threw the cradle in on the other side and threw his whole body and hips across as time expired. Little flying cradle move there.
Winterset now has regained the lead over Clarinda, 25-20. And so Coach Staten, who was at Clarinda in the 70s? Coach, your team finds us trailing by five.
Shadow Leshen is going to add to his team record takedown total with a takedown here at the opening of the second period. He leads 6-1. 6-1 Leshen over Anderson, Albia over Creston in this 103-pound match. We'll reset it for you here, folks. We're at the Creston High School Gymnasium. It's team duels. It'd be basketball similarity to the sub-state. Winner here goes to the state. You got to beat everybody in this gym, and Creston is going to beat Albia. They lead 57-12 on the team score. In a final match of the evening, it's going to be at 103 pounds. 103-pound action. It's 6-1. Shadow Leshen over Cruz Anderson from Creston.
1:10 to go. Leshen covers center of the mat. Cuts the wrestler. And they'll be back on their feet here. 1:04 to go in the second period.
Countdown through 1 minute remaining in the second period. They're on their feet. It's a 6-2 lead for Shadow Leshen. Creston wrestler, looks like he prefers to tie up. Really, Jason, the first wrestler that we've seen from Creston that is more tall and lanky than his right. Albia counterpart. Of course, Shadow Leshen, just a block of a young man and strong. He shucks him down, tries to spin around, can't get there. Same move again, shuck, hands controlled. The shuck worked, and Shadow's going for more. He's going to go for the half Nelson. He's on the legs. He's got him turned. He's not quite past parallel, but now they're starting to count back points. There's two back points. Count your score now with the takedown and the two back points. 10-2. Second period action. Count down through 10 seconds to go. It's Shadow Leshen from Albia, 10. Anderson, 2. Anderson scored 2 escape points. 1 in the first, 1 in the second. Shadow Leshen trying the butcher. Just really working hard, Jason. Trying anything he can. Yep. He knows that his team needs 6 points from him to make this deficit 57-18, not 57-15.
This is absolutely wrestling for pride and wrestling to prepare yourself for this weekend.
Creston wrestler chooses down in the third period. Final 2 minutes of the night here for the Albia Blue Demons. Shadow Leshen locks up the cradle, brings it over. He's got him on his back with the cradle. There's a 3-point near fall. That makes the score 13-2. Shadow cuts him now. Going to try a half Nelson or something else here to turn him. Looks like the Creston wrestler is complaining maybe that he has a hand hurt. The official tonight from Indianola has done a really good job. Rick
good job.
Dawson, I cannot say anything bad about his job tonight.
Nope.
A good job, as we see with most of the officiating here at the postseason level for high school wrestling.
13-3, Leshen out in front here. 1:14 to go, third period.
10-point Albia lead for the Shadow Leshen 103-pounder. He takes him
down.
That'll make you score 15-3, 12-point lead. I'm sure Shadow would like to pin him here with 59 seconds left. So he's going to try the cradle. Not much going on there for the Creston wrestler. I think he's going to walk off mat happy if he doesn't get pinned.
This is a fine Creston wrestling team.
Top to bottom, Creston has a great squad. They are taking 12 to the sectional tournament, or to the district tournament, excuse me. As a warning is called, stall warning is called on the Creston wrestler. But there's 30 seconds left. Shadow cuts him. He wants to take him down and possibly turn that into some back points. 4-15 your score. 4 escapes for the Creston wrestler. All 4 Intentional cuts by Shadow Leshen. Shadow in deep. He rolls it into a half Nelson. Unable to achieve that. Your score now 14-7 with 10 seconds to go. Shadow Leshen will score the superior decision. Boy, he's just not giving up though, Jason.
No, he wants more.
He wants that pin. Trying everything he can. He's going to win this one 17-4. Congratulations to Creston. They will advance to the finals of tonight's team duels. And by my estimation, Jason, they will be the champion out of this gymnasium tonight. Your final with a four-point superior decision there by Shadow Leshen is 16 for our Albia Blue Demons, 57 for the Creston Panthers. And the teams line up to shake hands. Excellent sportsmanship, as we usually see here at the high school level.
Let's take a quick timeout, come back, and wrap things up here from Creston High School. You've been listening to Albia Blue Demon Wrestling. The Blue Demons lose tonight in the opener, and that will conclude the team wrestling season. Albia loses 57-16 to Creston. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Wrestling. Creston High School tonight, the Blue Demons. First time in school history qualify for the regional dual team wrestling tournament, and you look back, and you mentioned this earlier, Joe Sinclair, who joins me here, Matt's side, after this this loss by the Albia wrestling team, 57-16. But, Joe, you just look back to when Wilson was a freshman, and we had more open spots than we have wrestlers, and to see where this program's come in such a short period of time, you got to be proud of the coaching staff and proud of the seniors who stuck it out to see this beginning of what I think is going to be a tremendous run for Albia High School.
Well, and the other thing I think you need to look at when you're looking at a successful program is what's happening before they get to the high school level, both the junior high school level and what we call youth wrestling or peewee wrestling. And Albia has a dedicated bunch of volunteers at the peewee level and have had for about the last 10 years, and it's starting to show up here on the high school varsity mats. And my congratulations go out to all the Albia wrestlers that competed tonight, whether they won or lost, whether they took the mat or not. You saw Coach Wenger putting the kids in the spots that he felt they had the best chance of being the winner and giving the team the best chance to win. And, you know, you saw Dalton Folkerts out here for the last time this season. You know, a kid that's enjoyed a lot of success at 125 pounds, came out, hasn't been practicing a lot because he's been, I'm not kidding you, desperately ill in the hospital with IVs, and coming out here doing it for his coach, for his team, for his school, for his town, his family, and himself.
Yep, but he gave a great accounting for himself, and sometimes you just tip your hat to the opponent. Creston qualified 12 of the 14 spots qualified to go on to a district individual wrestling, and you don't do that by being lucky or a slouch.
No, there was nothing fluky about this Creston win tonight. They were just a very well-conditioned, experienced wrestling team. A lot of our really good freshmen were up against one of their really good upperclassmen. Hey, 3 years from now, that opposite is going to be true.
That's right.
Our really good freshmen are going to be really good upperclassmen. Very, very, very happy that Coach Wenger was able to reach this plateau for the Albia Blue Demons. I don't think this will be the last time, Jason, you and I will be calling a regional duel, postseason dual meet action for the Albia Blue Demons.
No, and I think we got a glimpse of what I think will be one of the showcase matches at the state tournament, and I'm really hopeful that Marlon and Matt White get separated on the brackets far enough that number one and number two can wrestle against each other, because they are outstanding wrestlers. Both have beat each other once this season, and I know that Matt White will be looking forward to the rematch at the state tournament, hopefully in the last night when it matters for a championship.
And really, Jason, there were three takedowns that were all the same move, and both sides of this mat were being videotaped by an Albia person and a Creston person, and Matt White got showed a lot in that match with that move. it looks to me like Marlin is going to try to just overpower Matt White if he expects to win a state champion. Matt White learned from this match tonight. He'll be able to study that tape.
Absolutely.
And that maneuver isn't going to work on him three times up there at the well.
No, I just absolutely – Matt White is a – man, he's just a great kid to be around. I love the intensity he brings. I love the focus and determination, and I know he's a little disappointed, but I know he's now reconcentrating himself back to getting that back on the right track.
Yeah. Hey, we're joined up here now, Jason. I'm going to turn my microphone over to Wilson Sinclair, one of the successful wrestlers tonight for the Albion Blue Demons, and since we only have two microphones here, it's just going to be you and Wilson. So take it away, Jason and Wilson, real quick here. Wilson, how you doing?
Great intro. Hey, Will, a great job out there on the mat tonight. I know when you went out, you had to wrestle up, and I know your focus was on getting a pin, and you came out aggressive right out of the mat, right out of the gate, and went right after the other opponent wrestler.
Oh, yeah, it was well, at that point in the duel, it was all about pride, so we just got the best matchups that we thought possible in order to get as many points up on the board as we could, you know, to just try to make ourselves look as well, as good as we could.
Credit to Creston. They have an outstanding wrestling team. But Wilson, when you look back at where you were as a freshman to where this team is at today, you know, you guys had more open spots as freshmen than you had wrestlers. Just a tremendous turn, and you have been a big part of this transition in the program.
You know, I see a lot of similarities between the turn of a wrestling program and the turn of a football program. You know, my freshman and sophomore year, we had rough seasons, both wrestling and football. Things are starting to come around in both, and I think the way our team seasons ended were very similar this year. We had very successful seasons, but we both competed against teams that were, you know, a class above us. And I think that's good because we, you know, both sports learned what it's going to take to get to that elite level that, you know, Creston and Iowa City Regina are at.
Well, Will, you know, no time to rest here. You got to get right back into the wrestling room tomorrow and get yourself set up for districts, and that'll be an exciting time. Seven guys going over there to wrestle with a chance to get state.
Oh, should be a heck of a time. Thanks.
Will Sinclair, one of those outstanding senior leaders on this Albia wrestling team. He got a pin tonight, and with us now is another one of the kids who won tonight, Shadow Leshen, who set the school record for takedowns in the season. Shadow, congratulations on your win tonight and for earning that record.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I saw the record at the beginning of the year, and it was my Uncle Nick's. You know, I was like, hey, there's something to go for this year. Just get some takedowns. And next thing you know, I was at like 137 last week. Got some takedowns at sectionals, two away today. And I was just like, I'm going to beat that record today. And I just went out there and just got some takedowns.
One of the freshmen on this team, you just heard from one of the seniors here, and Wilson Sinclair. Those seniors have been outstanding leaders for you guys in teaching you how to get this next level.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every day in practice, they're just pushing us, telling us what to do, helping us with technique, and just giving us all the advice they can. And they really just push us to the limit, and I'm thankful for them seniors. I mean, without them, I probably wouldn't be where I am today, because I'll come into practice down, you know, if I'm having a bad day at school, and those seniors just cheer me up and get me ready to go for practice. And they always say, what do we have on Saturday? I'd be like, I got a tournament. And he's like, well, let's just prepare for that, and we just go at it all through the week through practice. So that's good for me.
Shadow, now we're moving to the districts on Saturday, and what's those things that you're thinking about?
Well, I'm going to have a tough kid. The number ranked are the seventh ranked, Derek Miller, and I'm just focusing on wrestling him because he's changed up his style a little bit to stop my shot, and that's what I got right now. So I'm going to have to work on some other techniques to set up them shots and get some more takedowns for that match.
Shadow, anything you want to tell your Uncle Nick who's listening right now?
So I'll tell him I love him, and thanks for pushing me through those hard times. I mean, I'll come into practice then and not want to practice at all, and he just encourages me and saying, well, do you want to win a state title? And that's always on my mind right now. I'm just always looking forward to that state title. Just imagine me in that championship round and getting that gold around my neck on that first place stand.
Shadow Leshen, one of the outstanding young wrestlers on this Albion team, and Shadow, you've got a bright future, young man.
Congratulations, Shadow. Albion's new takedown king, Shadow Leshen.
You know, you talk to a senior, you talk to a freshman, and it just tells you the diversity of this team and how strong of a footing this program's on right now.
I'm so excited about Albion Wrestling. You know, it's a new plateau for Albion. We have come here to postseason duel competition. Next time will be next year. We'll be back here next year.
That's what Will said. Will was talking about, you know, this was a great year for our programs to learn, the football and the wrestling programs. You get to the playoffs, and now you go up against a team that you want to be like, and it was a great example of what they need to do to get to the next level.
Absolutely, absolutely. Couldn't be more proud of Coach Wenger and his Albia Blue Demons here tonight at the Creston High School Gymnasium. Albia goes down to a 57-18 loss and will end their dual competition, but we've got seven guys that are going to be up in Winterset Saturday, going after a chance to wrestle at the Well.
And all seven have realistic, legitimate chances to move on, and we're real excited about that. I want to see if we can get Dakota Poe up here as well.
Get Coach Wenger up here as well. We'll get Coach Wenger and Dakota Poe to give us their comments on the evening tonight. And
give you a quick update. Winterset is ahead of Clarinda right now, 28-26. I know Coach Dayton's interested in that match. Coach Dayton, was at Clarinda? Dakota, congratulations on your win. I know you came here to get a team win, but you went out and executed. You stopped the run that they put on, and you were aggressive out there as a wrestler and determined.
Yeah, their crowd kind of got me pumped up that they had that big run going. I knew the kid that I was wrestling, and I wrestled him last year, and I beat him. I just wanted to go out there and stop the run, and I got a pin, and what I went out there to do.
Creston's got an excellent program, and hats off to them. But now, as a senior on this team, what do you tell your teammates after you've gone through this to refocus now to get for Saturday?
Work in the summer. For the kids that aren't going this to Saturday and that are, they need to work on the off season to grow off this experience. It's been a while since we made it to regional duels. It was a great experience, and those kids that are wrestling Saturday need to go in tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday and work as hard as they can, just so they're ready to go Saturday and hopefully advance from there.
So what are you thinking about this Saturday? What are those things you're trying to get yourself prepared for Saturday?
A win. That's basically all that's on my mind, just getting through Saturday, basically do what I did last Saturday, just go out there, do my best, get it done, and hopefully make it to state.
Who are those wrestlers that you've got to kind of eye maybe you are expecting to see towards the finals?
Finals of
Saturday, I'm sorry.
My first round will have Nathan Carhill. He's been in and out of the rankings. I'm not sure. I haven't seen him. I haven't wrestled him. But I don't know. I should be all right.
Well, Dakota, congratulations. You just think about this senior year that you guys have put together. It's been outstanding, historic, and you'll just look back at where you've come from. You've got to be proud that you've been a part of turning this program going in the right direction.
I come here when I was a sophomore, and we didn't win so many duels. I think we were 2-11. I think we're like 27-3 or 4 or something like that this year. I think we did pretty good as a team. It was pretty awesome to win conference my senior year and made a good impact on leaving.
Yep, the program is definitely going the right direction. Dakota Poe, you're a big part of that. Congratulations, and thanks so much for all that you do on the mat and away for our program.
Thanks, Jason.
Dakota Poe, one of the star seniors on this Albia team. And
It's great to have the stars to join us, Jason, but I've got the leader.
The leader.
The supreme leader. I'm going to turn my mic over to the supreme leader of this Albia Blue Demon wrestling team. Here he is, Coach Dave Wenger. Congratulations, Coach.
Coach, I know you were not interested in coming here tonight to get any type of moral victory. You came to win, but your program won by just getting here tonight.
Yeah, we had a good experience. You know, it's bottom line is we were competitors, so that's what we wanted to do, and it was a great wrestling environment. It was fun. Didn't turn out the way we wanted it to, but, you know, it was it's a good experience.
Coach, a chance for guys to see what it's like to compete in a difficult environment, a lot of stress, and I think that helps you going into the weekend as well.
Yeah, I told him. I said, you know, our season's not over, and it was an amazing locker room in there. Interesting being a part of that. I didn't know what to expect, you know, and I walked in there, and of course you could hear a pin drop, so you know that tells me right there that the kids obviously aren't happy with that, and didn't quite know what to say to them, but I know that they showed a lot of heart. These kids have enormous hearts. If you would just come in and see the way that they work every night, you know, it's a testament to who these kids have become and our program. is really getting there, but they showed us tonight that we've got some work to do as well. So.
I thought having Dalton Folkerts come out there tonight, that was a nice step for him. You know, he's just been battling so much the health and the injuries, and it's just you hate to see a kid who has so much future ahead of him. It's just a huge future, and to not get to participate the way he wanted to.
Yeah, and we took the chance there. You know, you could see the size difference, and we just wanted to get him a match to see where he was and to see how he's feeling, and we were able to do that, so it was fun, and you know, I told the kids that, you know, I need a little bit of time with them in the summer. You know, I talked to you on the radio when we went to Nebraska, and I only had three guys, so, you know, I encourage them to give me a little bit of their time in the summer. If they're truly interested in getting better, they can jump on board with that, and we'll need to do that to close the gap here.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a great team season, and I think Wilson Sinclair, one of your seniors, said it best. You know, this was a great indicator of what we need to do to get to where we want to be, and that tells you that something's going right through the kids' mind in the locker room.
Yeah, like I said, when I walked in there, I didn't know what to expect, and it was great. And Wilson kind of spoke on behalf of the seniors, and really proud of him for what he's done and stepped up tonight. And you know, the leadership is going to be just impossible to replace next year, but we've got some guys that can do it, and I'm interested. You know, as I kind of look forward to next year, I just hope we can get another shot at this.
Well, no doubt you'll get another shot with the way the team's being built and the depth in your program. Joe Sinclair, here's a little bit of trivia you may not have known. Coach Winger wrestled for one of the teams that's here tonight up into his sophomore year at high school. That's correct. Winterset.
Yeah, we've got quite a rivalry going, too.
You know? And
so I wanted to try to get a shot at him and get him back from, you know, last week or a couple weeks ago. So, I grew up on a farm, you know, until my sophomore year in Winterset, and still have a lot of friends back there. But, you know, Albia is my home, so... We're gonna try to get after those boys next year. We owe them one.
Well, Coach, we're so glad that your parents decided to make it to Albia because you're one of ours. And congratulations, Coach. I can't say enough about how this program has turned and in a short period of time. And I remember when you were hired here and we talked the first time out there to Corinth 34 and 5, and after we got off the air, you know, you said, I'm going to build it right. It's going to be painful, but I'm going to build it the right way and build it the Albia way. And Coach, that's what you've done.
We've done that. You know, I don't like to say I with this deal. You know, the coaches that we have or the parents are great, and we just we build it together. We build it as a community and as a coaching staff. I'm thankful to be able to represent this community.
Well, congratulations, Coach Winger, Dave Winger, the head coach of the Albia wrestling team, and he'll be back with us Saturday morning.
That's right. Looking forward to it.
Very good. Coach, take care, and thanks so much, and have a safe trip back to Albia.
Thanks.
Brother Joe, I tell you, you know, you can't help but feel good about the program in spite of this tonight. I think Wilson said it best when we were on the air that in football and now in wrestling, our team's got to see what it takes to get to the next level. And we know that the programs, both those programs, are kind of parallel each other in a little bit. They're building their programs.
And they're building it the right way,
absolutely.
Jason. We've got a great football program headed by a great man at the helm. We've got a great wrestling program headed by a great man at the helm. And, you know, it starts at the peewee level. You're involved with youth football. All the volunteers at that level, doesn't matter whether it's basketball or wrestling or and their talent and sometimes their treasure to get Albia a respected level. And we're there in wrestling, and we're there in basketball, and we're there in football. And this wrestling team is just another example of really building it from the bottom up, doing it the right way. And it's wonderful to be a part of.
Absolutely.
It.
You want consistency, and that's the thing that I see the coaches doing, and I see it in really all of our programs, is that they're building consistency. They're trying to develop kids, not just wait for one really athletic or talented class, but to build consistency, to build up all the kids. The weight room, what an enormous an addition. Have that part of the curriculum, and then to put the emphasis in developing the strength, those core strengths that and then the facilities. You know, there's been a commitment made by the administration for building consistency and excellence, and it doesn't you're not sitting around waiting for one group of tremendous athletes to come through.
The other thing you can't forget about is all those programs that have been mentioned that have been successful, there's a big emphasis, even bigger than the success on the field of competition or the mat, of academics. Yep. We've got a great school there in Albia, a great bunch of teachers, and they do a great job getting these kids prepared for life after high school. And you see it when you pick up the newspaper and you see who's the all-academic team. And it's not just one or two from each team. It's a, yep, a goodly quantity.
Yep, absolutely. Couldn't be prouder of our community and the high school and the school program we have and all those people who are dedicated to it. Joe, again, it's always my thrill, my friend.
Have well, I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday at the individuals up at Winterset. Going to see if we can take the Albie Blue Demons, 5, 6, 7 guys up there to state. We're leaving you here from the Creston High School Gymnasium. Albie goes down to the Creston Panthers, but it's just the conclusion of a great Albia dual wrestling season, and we want to say thanks to everybody for listening on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com.
Send it back to Scotty to give us a list of all these great sponsors who make this possible. Thanks to all of them. Go out and say hello to those sponsors and tell them thank you for bringing these broadcasts. For Joe Sinclair, this is Jason Summers saying so long from Creston High School. We'll see you Saturday right back here. More wrestling action on the Thunder Country KIIC.